Journal entry 28. Time stopped for a moment as the Hulk and I stared at each other. I'm not sure where the fight began in the gym or who exactly started the chaos, but suddenly it was weapons clashing and people yelling battle cries. Matt did an excellent job of organizing the resistance from the inside. The uprising against the Hulk was impressive. The fight actually didn't last that long. I don't know what I was expecting, but things ended with the Hulk and all of his goons captured, or dead. People don't look scary when they're tied in ropes. The ropes don't always help their personalities. The Hulk didn't accept defeat very honorably. No one died on our side. Our injuries were minor. We jailed the Hulk and his remaining goons temporarily. The gang leaders will decide what to do with them later. Tony released all the slaves from their cages, including the runt. It was a tearful reunion. Tony made sure that everyone held captive returned to his or her own gang. For someone who is mostly a loner and has a tough exterior, Tony is very paternal. I delivered the note to Hemi from Casey. I told her it was a message from someone named Xavier and that it was important that he get the note. She acted a little surprised, as if I had mentioned a ghost. "I'll give it to him," she said. The whole thing was a little odd. Hemi is to be the new leader of the Central Bobcats. Although, she said, there would be an election to make the whole thing legitimate. I wished her luck and offered our assistance if she needed any help getting things back to normal. She said that life was going to be a little bit of a challenge, but that she thought the people living at Central could handle it. The gangs all dispersed and went home. I said my goodbyes and left Hemi and Matt. He said he was going to hang around to help clean up. I personally think he has a crush on the new Central gang leader. Maddie.